My Marmed Notebook for August 24th, Dog Days of Podcasting 2025. I'm recording this just before I go to sleep because I gotta wake up at 4 a.m. tomorrow for a sunrise photo shoot. But today was pretty good. Did two photo shoots and hardly did any day job work. I think I'll, yeah, I know I still have stuff piled up. I'll probably deal with it tomorrow after the shoot. And today was also spent packing my bags because I fly out to Atlanta on Tuesday. And yeah, this Vegas trip is now winding down. And I don't know, there's maybe one or two things I'd like to do here before I go. I do want to try and get out to Area 15 again. I don't think I'll go to a Mega Mart, but maybe I'll spend, you know, at least some time in that area to see the other attractions there. By the time I went was a year ago, maybe not quite a year ago, last Thanksgiving, or was it before that? I went there specifically to go to see Omega Mart, and that is worth the trip and the ticket price. But I don't know, I think maybe that's not exactly a one and done kind of thing, but it's not that easy to justify a repeat at, was it $80 for a ticket? But it is worth seeing at least once. And let's see, I'm not caught up entirely on the Dog Days yet, but I did hear MPet Studios do his first recording of the year. And yes, season 2 Lit RPG as well. Dungeon Crawler Carl, 5 books down. Huh? Yeah, it's quite a series. That's one of my favorites myself. And I know he went through a list of books that he likes. I'm a little surprised he hasn't gone through the big three. I mean, he's gotten one out of the big three success stories in Lit RPG, but the other two are He Who Fights with Monsters by Shirtaloon, and the third one is Primal Hunter by Zulgarth. And if you like Dungeon Crawler Carl, pretty good chance you'll like those other two. I've got a feeling, yeah, if he's read as much as I think he's read, he must have come across them by now, at least on the message boards. Because if he's going through, I recognize, yeah, I didn't really care for Wandering In. I made it only through the first book. And Beware of Chicken. I know I picked that up on Kindle Unlimited and read it that way, but I didn't get the audiobook. But there's a whole lot of stuff to try out in that RPG. And yeah, what was that thing? I know I had to tie this together because Joe was going on his podcast about K-pop Demon Hunter, how it's not his thing. And this is something I've noticed a lot. How do I explain it? You don't necessarily can tell or differentiate quality between what you like or what kind of things you like, because your biases are gonna swing your opinion in certain ways. And I get the feeling that I would not like K-pop Demon Hunter. And it's the same in my taste of the RPG. Certain times of cultivation. And yeah, it's just certain kinds of storytelling. It's just not for me. And I get the feeling for Joe. And I know between my taste and Joe's taste in sci-fi, we differ quite a bit. It's to the point where stuff he likes, I might like, but it's not going to map one-to-one. So I got to take his recommendations, not with a grain of salt, but understanding that he likes superheroes a lot more than I do. I'll be much more picky and choosy in sci-fi in general, but superheroes in particular. And I don't know if that's going to be true for, I hope one day Lit RPG gets the big screen treatment. From what I heard, Dungeon Crawler Carl is the only one that has any shot at getting a deal last year. The author Anansia, he got his book option by some studio, some producer. I'm not sure exactly if anything has come of it, but nothing has been announced so far. But I mean, all the big success stories in an RPG, they're the only ones who really announce a book deal. I mean, a TV series or a web or streaming deal. Well, at least they got to the first step of getting an option. And I don't know if it's gotten out of what they call it, development hell. But here's hoping that they do one day. Anyway, I got on long enough. I'll post this tomorrow. I won't have time to edit this. I gotta get to sleep. I gotta wake up in 5.5 hours. Talk to you tomorrow.